What's a dating deal breaker for you? So Olivia Rodrigo was interviewed and they were talking about this, and this is what she said.
This is a very oddly specific question that I ask guys on first dates. I always ask them if they think that they would want to go to space. And if they say yes, I don't date them.
Oh, that's too bad.
You have no future with Olivia Rodrigo.
Yep.
Yeah.
She asked them if they want to go to space.
And if they say yes, he does not date them.
Does she explain why? Is it because she'll miss them when they're gone and they're out there doing their space thing? Because that's understandable.
No, she probably just thinks it's weird.
Yeah.
She got so much backlash from this. So many guys came forward and said it wasn't fair.
Yeah.
It's not a fair judgment.
Because guys want to go to space.
Guys want to go to space.
Long story short,
giggling because I was at the airport last weekend and I was listening to the family behind me, and there was a teenager and she was with her parents, and she looked over to her dad and she was like, "Dad," and I knew she had heard about this, and she was like, "If you could go to space on your next flight, after we get home," she's like, "would you go to space?" And dad was like, Yeah. Totally. I want to go to space. And then I hear the mom go, "Why? Why would you want to go to space?" And it was
the same thing in my house. My wife has no desire. And I'm like, I will go up there and dig ditches.
I am 100% certain. I actually have never asked my husband before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should call him and ask him. If
he would definitely go.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think Paul's into space.
No?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Yes. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, what's a dating deal breaker for you? A question that you would ask on a first date that would basically decide whether or not you would continue pursuing this person.
Gosh, well, the space one in reverse seems like a big one for me. I mean, I would want to know right away, right? Like, you're talking about big things and aspirations for your relationship. So for me, dating deal breaker is going to be dogs or cats, basically. Like, I got to know how you feel about animals. I do. Mm-hmm. I have to know how you feel about animals right away. And you know what? I did not date a girl one time because, like, she was like, I was a cat person at the time and she was a dog person. And I was like, I don't get it. And she's like, oh, yeah, they sleep on the bed and all that stuff. And I would not date her at that point. And now I'm a dog guy.
I get a lot of mean emails about this when I say it.
Okay.
I don't want to date a video gamer.
Oh.
And I know you're smart, and I know you're the future, and I know all that stuff, but I grew up, my brother was a gamer. You know, they do all the stuff in the future, and they're smart people.
My brother was a gamer. Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, it's great. But I spent my whole life watching my brother attached to that TV.
Yes.
And even though he has a really great job right now, and he's a solid human being, I'm not down.
I don't know how people do it once they still are adults at that point. Mm-hmm. Like there was a time that I had that I gamed, sure. Most of that time I was single. But all I can say is like, now that you're an adult and you have other things to do, like, it eats a lot of time.
Louis, what's a deal breaker for you?
Any sort or any type of bad hygiene.
Yeah.
The smallest thing. If it's not intact, you know, oh no, I can't do it.
I mean,
bad breath or bad fingernails.
He said anything.
Anything bad. Fingernails bad. Body odor bad. Breath. You know, dirty clothes. Anything. I'm just not able to do it. It just shows a lack of self-discipline.
Yeah, I think that there's a difference, too, between, like, effort being put in and not being put in. Listen, if you're a little stinky, you just took a jog. You just came from the gym. Like, that's one thing, right? Like, if your hair is a mess because you were on a red eye, that makes sense to you. If you walk over somebody's house and they've got piles of dirty clothes in their apartment, that's different.
Yeah.
Now, what's a dating deal breaker for you? You see somebody do this one thing, you're out. What's a deal breaker? A question you ask somebody on the first date, and that'll determine whether or not you continue dating them. Olivia Rodrigo's been trending because she says she asks guys if they want to travel to space. And if they say yes, then she's out.
Seems like a sad deal breaker, but if that's what works for her.
Joe, what's the dating deal breaker for you?
It's more of an experience. If the first time she drives, she's like horrible and blames everybody else on the road, I can't come back.
You know what?
I
have been in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in that situation when you get in the car with somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, I thought I knew who this person was.
Right.
Right? And then you're like, no, I have no idea who this person is. And it's a great indicator for other things in their life.
Driving and just ranting and raving at everybody.
Yes.
I was like, I felt so unsafe.
Yes. Yes.
I have a few friends like that. I'm not going to lie.
You don't even want to go back with them. You're like, oh, no, no, I'm meeting somebody here after. You're just, wow.
I call it the brace yourself. There you go. Whenever you get in a car with them, you brace yourself.
So unsafe.
Heather, how about you? What's a deal breaker?
If they have an ugly, rundown, busted car, I cannot do it. I have to arrive wherever we're going in style. A nice, clean seat to sit myself in my cute outfit. I can't do it if it's dirty.
Yeah, if it's dirty, I get it. If it's just old, but it still runs, I don't know if I can hate on that vehicle.
How old is old? I'm trying to decide. The car I have now, I think is old, and my husband says that I'm out of my mind. It's not old.
Yeah, how old is it?
5 years.
That's not very old.
To me, it's like, it's ancient.
Yeah.
I ask him every day if it's safe for me to drive. And every day, he's like, Anna. He's like, it's a Japanese car. It's fine. It's going to last you till 250,000 miles. And I'm like, I don't know, babe. I think it's going down the side of the road.
Is it safe? Wow. You know, I mean, listen, I get it. It's old news for you, the car, because you've had it. And if you hate your partner's car, I understand.
But okay, so it's one thing if it's just like an old car, because there's some old cars that are hot. Like you see like an old BMW,
totally.
Some old Mercedes, like those are cool.
Something with character.
Yeah.
Is cool.
But is there some cars that no matter what, they're deal breakers?
And they could be that way even for brand new cars too, though, right? Like there's certain cars, they'll tell you an awful lot about somebody.
I mean, I haven't hidden the fact that I think Cybertrucks are a hazard to the road and your eyes. So, like, I could never date a person
that had a Cybertruck.
Oh, no. Or a Tesla. Like, I just, it's I can't. Like,
really?
I don't know why.
Friends with Teslas.
Oh, no. I'm friends with Tesla people, but I wouldn't be able to be romantically involved.
Oh.
Yeah. We would only be friends.
It's that unsexy that it's somewhat borderline repulsive.
I told you, they look like eggs.
Wow.
I can't deal with the eggs. But there's other cars, too.
I agree with you with the Cybertruck. Those are hideous.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the 6 people listening that have them.
I just feel like I know all sorts of things about a person when I see them and they have like the biggest, like craziest sports car. Like I just feel like I assume that I know things about them. Whether that's right or wrong, whether that's grown up or not. It's the same thing about people with big, big trucks. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. Jeep people, I know something about you Jeep people. I do.
I like Jeep people.
I'm not saying I dislike Jeep people. I'm just saying I know something about them as soon as I see their vehicle.
I don't drive a Jeep, but I think I'm a Jeep people. Is that even possible?
No, a Jeep person?
Yeah. Can you be a Jeep person if you don't actually drive a Jeep?
You're a person of Jeep even though you don't have a Jeep.
Right.
I'm not sure.
So weird. But I identify as a Jeep person.